Tim, you've got to tell me about this one, Jim Mouth.
Jim is one of my favorite people in the world. Jim is a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian. He's also, what do I want to say? He has a huge mouth, as his name. He has.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at his picture in the book.
Yeah, and I've got a couple questions to ask him myself tonight after I looked at a bunch of his pictures. But, yeah, we had him on Good Morning America a couple weeks ago, and he was a star. Everybody just went, oh, you know, what they saw him do. He put 180 drinking straws in his mouth at one time.
He's also got a mouthful of French fries in the book.
Yeah, and he does cigarettes, and he does cigars and pipes, and he's got a couple new acts that he's going to be working on. But, you know, Jim, look at those eyes. Jim is just a real fun guy, and he's the type of guy that we enjoy having in Ripley's.
Well, let's bring him in. Jim, didn't anybody tell you all those French fries aren't good for you?
I know. How you doing, George?
Good.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, doing well, Jim.
Thank you. Yes, they're not good. They're not good. In fact, a lot of the stuff I do is not healthy for you, but I can dislocate my jaw. I've got a trick I found out years ago.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question here. I've been looking at a bunch of pictures. Can you put all this stuff in your mouth and close your eyes?
That's the hard part. I can't because all the skin is stretching so far. I can't close them. In fact, they dry out. The problem I have is when I light up the cigarettes, I usually take two propane torches and I light up. I'm up to 159 cigarettes now. I did that on the Discovery Channel last year, and I lit them up, and my eyes were so so burned out with the smoke. They were watering so bad, I looked like I was crying.
That's amazing.
You don't smoke.
And I'm a non-smoker. I just show the light side. This is called the cigarholic. This is a person that can't find satisfaction, so he stuffs them all in his face at one time and lights them up.
Now, Jim, because I can't see a picture here of you without anything in your mouth here, so I don't know what you look like. But
I've got a normal face.
Normal face. I mean, so you don't have, like, one of those Joey Brown mouths. Remember him?
A lot of people, when I go on a show, they go, you got the biggest mouth. See, the thing is, I can dislocate it. That's the trick that I had I found out years ago.
Are you double jointed?
I'm double jointed on the right side of my mouth. In fact, when I did the Discovery Channel last year, years ago, they had a fluoroscope, which is a real-time x-ray machine, and they had a jaw doctor there, and he couldn't believe that my jaw was actually dislocating. He says, how can you breathe? Because my jaw dislocates so much, it goes down and it crushes my larynx.
And I assume you've done this since you were a kid, right?
I've been doing this ever since I got off the road back in the 70s. I've been doing stunts for Ripley's. I mean, I saw the book, and I just got fired up on stunts. And then I found out I had a trick jaw.
When this first happened, when you were first able to do it, you must have panicked. You must have thought, oh, my God, I've got to go to the hospital. Something's wrong here.
Exactly. In fact, I thought I cracked my jaw. I thought I broke it because when I was doing I think that I saw a picture in the paper. It was 110 cigarettes, and I thought, I'm going to go for that. I got like 90 in. And then my buddies all over my living room, and this is back in the 70s, and we're like, and all of a sudden I heard this crack. We stuck 123 in.
Well, that's amazing.
I said, whoa. And then I pulled them out, and my jaw went right back in. It was painful the next day, but it worked normal. Still talking.
Okay, so what have you done, in your opinion, that has been the strangest, and then what are you going to do in the future?
The strangest thing, that I do a lot of other stunts, too, for Ripley's. Like, I crawled 25 miles on my hands and knees and raised over $80,000 for the March of Dimes. I do a lot of my stunts for a charity. I sat in every seat at the largest football stadium in the United States, at the University of Michigan football stadium.
I remember that, because I'm from Detroit.
That's right. I'm from Detroit also.
Okay.
And I sat in every seat there. I pulled a 1928 Chevy 4.5 miles from GM World Headquarters in Detroit to downtown Hart Plaza.
Oh my, that's a pretty good point.
From Livonia, Michigan, on my hands and knees, 25 miles to Hart Plaza back in '84.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I did a lot of stunts in Detroit, and then I thought I got to take this talent someplace else. I came out here to the West Coast, where we all kind of hang out.
Do you do Vegas now? What do you do?
Yes, I've been in Vegas. I bought some property in Vegas. I'm starting to put a show together in Vegas, and then featuring some of these goofy stunts that I do. The thing I think why Ripley's really likes what I do is because when you see my picture in the paper of me doing one of these not so mundane stunts. You don't even need a caption. You can look at the picture. Oh my gosh, what's he doing? He's got all these French fries, or he's got all these cigarettes in his mouth. All these. I did a record 2 years ago, I held the tallest stack of books. I put 80 books, and I held them up 242 pounds, and it was over 8.5 feet.
All right, like Dean, who was on before you, have you ever run into a situation where you were in trouble because of what you were doing?
Dean is a step beyond than I am. Dean, and I wouldn't go that far, but I was doing a show called Jerry Springer.
Ah, yes, we know Jerry quite well.
I did five stunts on his show, and the one day they wanted me to shove a whole Chicago pizza in my mouth. And a Chicago pizza.
Hey, I've got an engineer who does that.
Yeah, but he's chewing it.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm just
stuffing
it. And I never did a Chicago pizza, and it was a lot of pizza, and I was starting to gag because as I'm putting it, I'm not a sword swallower. But as I started to gag, I started to kind of freak out a little bit, and I had to kind of slow down and just, you know, calm down and put this in and hold it for a couple more minutes, and then I never did it again. That was
because if you panic, if you hyperventilate, you could be in trouble.
Big time.
That's it. You got your own website, jimmouth.com?
Yes, sir.
I love your last name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It gets me a lot of notoriety.
And
I've got 21 stunts I've done. I'm going for my 22nd stunt here with Ripley's, and the most hats on my head.
What do you mean, the most hats on your head?
Well, I've... At one time. I've picked up with a local hat manufacturer, my good friends over down in Long Beach, and they gave me 300 hats, and I managed to put 250 on my head and hold them for 25 seconds.